ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 21st of March, 1975, in Calcutta, India.
On spiritual platform?
Yeah, that is the only platform. Where?
But do you think that...
Pandita samadarshi. Brahma bhuta pathannatma nasojati nakankati samasarmeshu. That is after the Brahma bhuta.
But are all religions following?
There is...
But so many sects...
According to... I don't know why, according to this is bad. Religion, which is not on the Samova, that is not religion. That is some mental concoction. The Samova platform is described in the Bhagavad Gita, as I quoted already. Brahma-bhuta prasanna. When one is spiritually realized, that is called Brahma-bhuta. And the symptom is prasanna. So when one is prasanna-atma, naturally, he is on the samabhata. On the material platform, nobody is prasanna-atma. Nobody.
But on the spiritual platform, everybody?
Yeah, yes. Spiritual platform means prasanna. That is the distinction. And the material platform means nobody is satisfied. A man, millionaires, he is also committing suicide.
But do you think that all men can stand on the spiritual platform?
All men can stand and not stand, that is a different question. The fact is this. Suppose, if I say, unless you become a graduate, you cannot enter law college. Now, there, this question does not arise that whether everyone will be graduate. But this is the condition. This is the condition. Anyone who fulfills this condition, he can be admitted.
What is the condition prescribed for standing on the spiritual platform?
This is the spiritual platform. Brahma-bhuta, prasanna-atma, na-sochati, na-kankati, sama-sarvesu-bhutesu, madhvakti-lavati-pana. This is unless you come to this platform, there is no question of sama-sarvesu-bhutesu or samova. Generally, they do not know it. They are talking of Samabhava. They do not know what is the platform of Samabhava. That is also further explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. Nate vidu sartha gatim Vishnu. All Vedic literatures are there. They're perfect. So people do not know what is the aim of life. Therefore they have got different views. Actually they're missing what is the aim of life. There is an English proverb, a man without aim, a sheep without rudder or something like that. So similarly, ask anybody what is the aim of life. He doesn't know. No clear idea.
Now our aim of life should be the realization of God.
Huh?
Realization of
God. Yes. Because at the present moment, we are part and parcel, just like a son. He has got the symptoms of his father, but he does not know who is his father. He does not know who is his father. There is a Hindi proverb, Baap ka beta, sipahi ka ghora, kuch nahi to thora tha. The son inherits the quality of the father, but if he does not know who is his father, then what is his position? That is going on. The scientist is trying to create something, but he does not know the Supreme Creator. You follow? Now, the scientists are trying to create living being in the laboratory. But he does not inquire to who has already created so many millions of living beings. He is trying to create a living entity in the laboratory. Suppose he creates one living entity, what credit is there for him? But he is spending lakhs and crores of rupees.
What should the scientist's role?
Scientist's role, not only scientist, philosopher, politician, everyone should endeavor that where from we got these propensities, where is the origin. That is described in the Vedanta Sutra. Athāta brahma jigyāsā. I am a scientist. I am thinking of myself, very great man. But I do not think that who is that great scientist under whose order the sun, moon, the sea, ocean, everything is working very properly. I am thinking of that water is created by hydrogen, oxygen, but I do not inquire where from such huge quantity of hydrogen, oxygen came so that there is big oceans and seas water. That I don't inquire. I am so foolish scientist. I am theorizing that life has come from matter, chemical combination. But as soon as I ask that I give you the chemical, you create, he says that I cannot. This is not. But our business is we Krishna conscious. That we see that you scientists, you are trying to create a living being. But I glorify the Supreme who has already created millions and millions of us. I give you credit that I cannot give you credit unless you create, but still as you are thinking that you will be able in future, that's good. But what credit you will have? If I have got millions of rupees and if you create 10 rupees, then what is your credit? Even if you create, you cannot be. You never will be able to create life. That's a fact that we know. But even if you are able to create, then what credit do we get? Already there are millions and trillions of life. Why you are so proud that we are going to create in the laboratory, like why this false prestige?
What is the idea behind the movement?
Behind the movement, that this is the idea that you try to understand the Supreme Being behind all everything. That is perfection. Idam nipunsas tapasas sutas sabha. Shishtasya suktasya chabuddha dattaya avichito artha kavidhi nirupita jag uttama sloka gunanu vartava. Idam hi punsa tapasa sutasya. Everyone, big philosopher and scientist, they are engaged. in tapasya and education, but they do not know what is the ultimate goal of this tapasya. The scientist is working very hard and he has discovered a nuclear bomb to kill.
What is the ultimate goal of tapasya?
Tapasya means that by his knowledge, suppose you are a scientist, you prove by scientific way that here is the supreme scientist who has given us all this.
Is it possible to see the supreme?
Yes.
With our own eyes?
Oh yes.
Is it possible?
Oh yes. Even if it is not possible, but you have to accept there is a supreme scientist. If you cannot see him, that is your disqualification. That is your disqualification. But you have to admit that there is a supreme scientist. If you say that hydrogen and oxygen mixed together makes water, that's all right. But who has created this big sea and ocean? Who have formed the hydrogen and oxygen and who supplies? That is intelligence. Simply theoretical, I know. But I cannot say who has created this big vast mass of water by mixing hydrogen and oxygen. But from such huge quantity of hydrogen and oxygen came. Our point of view that you scientists would say that hydrogen and oxygen creates water, and here we see that somebody has created, but not somebody we know is that body. How great he is. That is all. If you want little credit by experimenting hydrogen, oxygen mixed together, then how much credit should be given who has created the vast Atlantic Ocean? Not only one, millions. Why don't you give credit?
You should give.
Yes. That is all.
But are you not giving credit?
No, nobody is giving. They are denying. Especially the so-called scientists, they deny the existence of God.
God is dead.
God is dead, or there is no God. By science we shall do everything and this and all nonsense. And our proposition is that glorify the supreme governor.
And the supreme scientist is God.
Huh?
Yes. Supreme scientist.
Is God, yes.
God, or you can give another name or other name. Anyway.
No. God or the supreme being. God means the supreme being in the dictionary. He's not like you. Not like me.
God or Lord, you
can. Anywhere, he is supreme. We are not supreme. But this subordinate person, he wants to take the position of the supreme by manufacturing a drop of water in the jar.
So what is the easiest way to see the supreme with their own eyes?
That you have to take advice from the supreme. The Supreme says, if you want to know me, bhakta mama vijanati javan, yes, you have to take the way of the Supreme. Simply by devotion and service, one can understand me, what I am actually is. You have to take this way. And that is Krishna consciousness. No matter, we are teaching everyone this bhakti yogam, so that one can understand the Supreme and submit to Him. Yes. Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma siddhila. When one understands by acquiring knowledge after many, many births, then he surrenders to Krishna. Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma. It is not a sentence, most scientific.
Is it possible for poverty-stricken people?
Eh?
Poverty-stricken people. Those who have to earn bread and money by the sweat of their brow.
According to Shastra, poverty is no impediment for understanding God. Because we see practically that those who have great souls, they have voluntarily accepted poverty. Many, just like Vyasadeva. There is no comparison of his literature. One cannot write one line like him. But he was living in a cottage. Chanakya Pandit, such a great politician, he was living in a cottage. He did not give any Rolls Royce car or something like that. Rather, this material opulence is impediment to understand God. So it is not that I say comparatively impediment, not that material opulence is also another check, no. Neither poverty is check nor material opulence is check. Anyone can understand if he follows the principle or process.
Has let down Gita.
That is the ABCD. Then you can go further. If you read Bhagavad Gita as it is, there is everything explained. All problems are solved. Any problem you propose, there is solution in the Bhagavad Gita. Now this poverty, as you raise this question, poverty. So, what is written there in the Bhagavad Gita? Annad bhavanti bhutani. This is instruction that we produce food grain. Now, suppose Calcutta is a big city who is producing food grain. Everyone is trying to purchase food grain. But who is thinking that where from the food grain will come? They see the foolishness of the people. You have to produce food grain, and there is ample facility. But throughout the whole world, there are hundreds and thousands of cities who is producing food grain. The solution is there in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, "Anna bhavanti bhutani." Krishna never said, by motor tire, bhavanti bhutani. Bhavanti means flowers. Everyone is engaged in producing motor tire, car, and they are flattering the Arabians for petrol. The same energy, it would have been engaged in producing food grain. Then what is the problem? The order carrier must be there, but they must carry order of the Brahman. Then it will be all right. The brain must be there, and the leg must be there. The leg must move by the dictation of the brain. Then it is perfect. It is not expected also that everyone will become Brahman. Therefore, Guna Karma Vibhaga. Everyone has got his particular quality. So we have to utilize what quality does it belong. But at the present moment the difficulty is that they do not get that in the society there must be a class of brain brand. That they do. They want everyone to become a sudra, the communist type, worker. But they are not being successful. The whole nation is worker and will give the bread.
The whole nation is a worker?
Yes, communist country. They want simply worker. But still they have to create manager. Why manager create it? Let everyone become worker. Now communist country also, although they say worker, but why they are creating manager? Whatever it may be, you are in need of manager. You are in need of manager. You cannot deny another class of man, a manager. So why not make the best manager, the Brahman? who is truthful, who is equal, satya sama dama, who is control of his senses, satya sama dama titikha, who is tolerant. These are the Brahminical qualifications. Satya sama dama titikha, who is simple, not hypocrite. Everyone is hypocrite. Now, why there should not be a class who is not hypocrite? All politicians saying something in the mouth and doing something else, because they are Shudra. So this is very scientific. How is not more scientific? It is spoken by God. Chaturvarnamaya system, gunatvarma vibhaga required. In fact, in this institution, I am Guru. And if everyone becomes Guru, then who will carry out the order of Guru? There must be disciples who will carry out the order of Guru. So it is not required, just like in your body. It is not that body is made of head only, but head is required. You cannot avoid head, neither you can avoid the leg. The Shudra required, the Brahman required, the Kshatri required, and the Vaishya required. And the society should be very nicely managed. Therefore, Krishna says Chaturvarna. Why does he not say one Varna Brahman? Naturally, there must be division, because all men are not of the same quality. You cannot expect. So, whatever quality has God, utilize that. Anda khanjanai. Janan, anda khanjanai. The one man is lame, and one man is blind. So both are useless. So they combine together. The lame man was taken on the shoulder of the blind man. So, the lame man has no leg, but he has got eyes. He was directing, go this way. So both their business was perfect. Similarly, according to the quality of the world, there must be a class of man less intelligent. They cannot independently work. They must require a master. That is Shudra. And then the Vaishya, then the Kshatriya, and the upper man is Brahman. They should not be proud that I am Brahman. No. As you are required as much, the Shudra is also required. It is not that only the Brahmanas are required. This is a very scientific movement. The journalist had said, it is not a bogus, sentimental thing. It is a very scientific movement. It is not so-called yogi and sami and everything equal. Where is equality?
The Hare Krishna movement is a scientific movement.
Most scientific. Yatatam kirtantangma yatantashtadiravrita namasantashtamana bhaktya nitya yuktum pasi.
Main uddeshya hai to realize the Supreme.
Realize the Supreme, that is the first and foremost aim. But at the same time, to keep the whole human society in perfect harmony.
And at the same time?
To keep the whole human society in perfect happiness, according to the direction of God. Just like I told you, this Krishna says, annāt bhavanti bhūtāni. If you want to keep the living entities, both men and animals, you must arrange for their nice fooding. Who can deny this? But they are saying that poverty should be removed, and we must acquire food for the suffering, starving. But what they are doing? They are manufacturing motor truck. These aspects. There is no question of government. First of all, we say they must leave. That is our proposal. What is the question of dharma? Annas bhavanti bhuta. Give everyone. This is our proposal. Where is the actual attempt to give everyone sufficient food? Where is that attempt? And here in the Bhagavad Gita, it is plainly said, Annas bhavanti bhutani. If you want to keep happy, it's the animals and the men, then produce food grain. Who is doing that? They're simply passing resolution and raising funds and then eating the food at the cost of others. And therefore the price is increased. One who has got money, he can pay more price. Artificial. I'm poor man, I have no money. You have got money, you purchase before me, then I start. But if there is sufficient supply of food grain, then this thing will not happen. You can distribute without any price. That was being done in India. Educated man means unemployment. Is it not? So-called education means creating unemployment. They go with application, give me some clerical posts and this post, that post, that post. If you don't take advice from Krishna, God, then you are a mura. So how will he adjust things? He himself is a mura. A mura means rascal, ass. Therefore, our conclusion is that anyone who is not Krishna conscious or God conscious, he is a mura. He doesn't know anything. He will not be able to do anything. Therefore, this matter is entrusted to the Brahman to give direction. Brahman means Brahma Janati iti Brahman. One who knows the Supreme is Brahman. And he takes advice and gives others direction. If you want to act as a lawyer, you must learn. You must have legal education. They do not know what is the meaning of life. Andha jatha andhai rupa niyomana stepi satantra urudhamni badhya. Another blind leader, so-called leader, he is blind himself. He does not know how to lead people. And the followers are also blind. So what will be the result? They are bound up. Suppose if I tightly wrap your eyes and all of them are done so, then how will you need them?
Blind leaders and blind followers.
But they are controlled by the laws of material nature and they want to be happy independently. This is rascal. If I am controlling you, and you want to become happy independently, how it is possible? You must get out of the control, first of all. Your eyes should be open. Then you can do something independently. But you are under my control fully. And I have wrapped up your eyes with a very thick layer of cloth. And then how you can become independent? What? That they do not know. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Daivinchisa agunamai, mama maya durattaya. This maya, this energy is very, very strong. Get out of it. Then, but in the way, mami vajak prabhadante, maya mi tanta. Therefore, Krishna consciousness movement is so important. If one becomes Krishna conscious, then immediately he gets out of the control of maya. That is the sign. Otherwise, if I remain a blind man, how can I lead others? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said, Janma sattat kori, karo paropagar. You are very busy doing good to others, but first of all, make your life perfect. And other you rascal, fool, blind, what you will do? So where is the training? Where the politicians are going to take training? How to become free from the rapping, illusion? They are in illusion, in darkness. What they can do? Futile effort. Therefore all plans are failed. So many Hitler, so many Gandhi, so many churches they came and they without then Krishna consciousness, everyone is blind. Everyone is blind.
Being
Krishna conscious, everyone is blind. And they are trying to lead other blind men. So what will be the result? All of them will fall down on the ditch.
And they are trying to lead others.
Blind men. Therefore, this fact is summarized in the Bhagavad Gita in the words Namang Duskitanam Mura Prabhadanti Naragama Maya Aparitagyana Asuri Bhavamas. Because they have denied the existence of God. Therefore, they are blind and they are engaged in sinful activities without knowing what is going to happen next in his life. Therefore, Murha, rascal, and Naradhama. Naradhama means lowest of the mankind, because in the human form of life, one could understand what is God, but he is misusing his intelligence for something else, Naradhama. But if you say, they are educated, they have got so much education, why do you condemn them? Then the answer is Maya Aparita Jnana. This so-called knowledge they have acquired, that means Maya has made them more foolish. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jada vidya sam mayar vaibhav. Jivke kare gadha. He has said like that. The so-called advancement of material education means the so-called educated man is becoming more an ass. Why? Anitya samsare maha janmaye. He's simply getting more attached to this material world where he will not be allowed to stay. This is his foolishness. Naturally, we are sitting in this room and if we say that I can have spare only 2 minutes, then will you be very much eager to decorate the room? That warning is already there. Everyone knows that I will not be able to stay here. And they are making skyscraper buildings. How cool is that? He knows that I will not be allowed to stay here. And he is busy whole life how to manufacture the skyscraper. The same with God. If I say you cannot sit here more than 2 minutes, then will you be engaged how to decorate this room? In law, naturally, that I am here for 2 minutes, so I shall take, waste my time. They are doing that actually. Are they not foolish? Anitya samsare moha janmaye. Jivke karohe gadha. Unnecessary attachment. Next life you may be not even a human being. The skyscraper building he is doing now with so great labor and enthusiasm. And next life he may be a cat or rat in that building. How can you stop it? How is that? If you behave like cats and dogs, and you have attachment for the building, the nature will have your life. You become a cat and dog as a karma, and you remain in this.